From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Businesses and some homes in the Egyptian capital are reportedly being looted in the mayhem between pro- and anti-government protesters. Heavy gunfire erupted amid the fighting that reportedly claimed several lives. Journalists are also being attacked. Among them were members of our own team, including NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro.
We were out on the streets going into a middle-class neighborhood trying to talk to a few people about what was going on outside of the battle zone, and we were mobbed by people from the neighborhood accusing us of being spies, saying that we were propagandists. One of our colleagues got beaten quite heavily, and they were basically trying to take away our equipment and wouldn't let us go. It was the army, ultimately, that came and took us away from them and calmed the crowd down and then held us for a while. And there were other journalists there that had had a similar experience.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. From London, NPR's David Green tells us a British telecom company is acknowledging that it was forced by Egyptian authorities to send pro-government text messages to customers in Egypt.
According to the company Vodafone, Egyptian authorities invoked a rule that allows them to craft text messages during emergencies. The company said it has complained to Egyptian authorities, insisting the text messages must be transparent and clearly attributable. Vodafone users in Egypt reportedly received messages Wednesday announcing where and when a pro-Mubarak rally was to take place. Last weekend, an Associated Press reporter received a text. The sender was simply identified as Vodafone, and the message called for honest and loyal men to confront the traitors and criminals and protect our people and honor. Vodafone says other mobile companies with customers in Egypt have also been forced to send similar messages. Vodafone said its messages have been going out since the protests in Egypt erupted. David Green, NPR News, London.
Turmoil erupted over a week ago for President Mubarak to resign immediately. In other news, parts of the Deep South are shivering through snow and freezing temperatures. Here's Andrew Yeager with member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama.
Here in Alabama, residents woke up to an icy glaze on cars and roadways. But in Texas, the cold temperatures have spurred rolling blackouts as electricity demand jumped with people trying to keep warm. In Dallas, snow and ice closed schools and canceled some Super Bowl-related activities. But a new storm is expected to bring another round of ice, snow, and sleet to the Texas Gulf Coast on up through Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Trucks in Alabama have begun spreading sand on highways. They're helped by daytime temperatures warm enough to melt the ice, but other areas of the South won't crack freezing until the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
Seeing some losses in U.S. stocks at last check, the Dow was down 5 at 12,037, with the Nasdaq down slightly at 2749. This is NPR. Shell Oil Company says it will not drill an exploratory well off the coast of Alaska this summer as planned. NPR's Jeff Brady says the company was not able to secure regulatory permits in time.
Shell had hoped to drill at least one exploratory well in the Beaufort Sea off the north coast of Alaska, but the company wasn't able to get one crucial air quality permit in time. In a conference call, Shell CEO Peter Voser says his company had to decide whether to spend more than $100 million to begin the project, something he doesn't want to do until just before drilling starts.
I'm not prepared to take the uncertainty and pay the money and then not get to the drilling, so I rather prefer to get to the certainty and then drill in 2012.
The announcement came during Shell's earnings call, in which the company announced profits of $18.6 billion last year, nearly double what the company earned in 2009. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Not as many newly unemployed Americans put in for unemployment insurance, that is, last week as the week before. Applications were down by an additional 42,000 to a seasonally adjusted 415,000 as of January 29th. The week before saw more claims from people who were unable to file earlier because of winter storms, mainly in the South. Officials are also reporting that productivity in the workplace rose last year at its fastest pace in 8 years, while labor costs fell again. An update from Wall Street. U.S. stocks still trading lower. Dow's down 3 at 12,038. NASDAQ down 1 at 2749. S&P 500 down slightly at 1303. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.